Okay, go to Song of Solomon 5, verse 15. Now, Song of Solomon's a great book, and you know, there's only so much you can pack into one sermon. But really, the book of Song of Solomon is a great book on manliness. It's a great book on manliness, and it's a great book on femininity. And you know, we could go through and read the whole book of Song of Solomon and see a lot of manly attributes about Solomon and a lot of feminine attributes about his wife. And it's really a great book. But here's one of the things that we see about King Solomon, or you know, him being the iconic man here. It says in Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse 15, his legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. Now, does that say his legs are as pillars of, you know, spaghetti? You know? Does that say his legs are, you know, as pillars of, you know, grass, wisps of straw? Now look, I understand that different people have different body types. There are people that are taller than me. There are people that are shorter than me. There are people that are bigger than me. There are people that are smaller than me. There are those who are skinny than me. Then there are those who are thicker than me. I understand God made us all different. I understand that not everybody has the same body type. I understand that we're all fearfully and wonderfully made, and the way that God made us is the way that He wants us. But when you're going around and glorifying, listen to me, when you're glorifying, as our culture does, just how little you can eat, how you can just eat as little as possible and do as little physical work as possible to just allow your legs to become as skeletal as possible. You know, because the Bible talks about, I mean, look, the strength of the legs of a man. I mean, just allowing yourself to just get as weak as you can and as skinny as you can to just have the most skeletal leg so that you can put on the tightest fabric you can to look like, you know, a bird walking around with your little bird legs. And look, this is the skinny jeans movement in a nutshell. And it's not, there's nothing manly about it. And you say, well, Pastor Harrison, are you getting on me because I'm skinny? No, look, I grew up being very skinny. I grew up, you know, I'm still relatively thin. But, you know, you're not going to see me finding the skinniest part of my body that I can, and then let's seek to accentuate that and just glorify how little muscle I have on my leg. You know, and here's how you get muscle on your legs. Working, doing something. You know, but these guys that have this skinny jean movement, it's effeminate, it's weak, and you know what? I'm against it. My children will never wear these tight-fitting pants on their bird legs. I hope that they don't even have bird legs in the first place, but if they do have bird legs, I hope that they'll be at least decent enough to you know, get the next size up or whatever. You know, and not just advertise, hey, everybody, look at my skinny, weak, sissy bird legs. I mean, it's ridiculous. But just the idea that our society says that looks cool on a man just shows you how effeminate our society is becoming, that glorifies weakness. Now, look, I understand. Not everybody is as strong as the next. There are many men, I'm sure, that are stronger than me. There are many men that are weaker than me. That's fine. Everybody's where they're at. But you know what? Glorifying weakness is not manly. God glorifies strength. And so when you're walking around and just in bird leg skinny jeans, it's not of God. It's not manly. And I've got Song of Solomon 5:15 to prove it.